Blog Talk Radio.
G Lou. It's the G Lou Show. G Lou. G Lou. It's the G Lou Show. G Lou. G Lou. West Side Wednesdays. West Coast Hip Hop. 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Hey. Now just kick off your shoes and relax your feet. You're now rocking to the sounds of the G Lou Lee. In the game like EA, do this shit the G way. Do it for the black brown rules to the keyways. From the west side to East LA, Crenshaw to Huntington, Whittier to East Lake. We play the music OGs low ride to. When it's done to bang, same thing they drive by to. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 on the G Lou Show, that's where the west side rides. So kick cat, kick back, fire up the split, cause we about to take flight on this OG ship. So call 803-4001, but don't forget to put the 914 at the front. The impression number one to holler at G Lou. I think I got you queued in. Hey caller, is that you? Caller. Caller, is that you? Westside Wednesdays. Radio.com/the G-Lou Show 914-803-4001. West Coast Hip Hop at its finest, homie. California. The G Lou Show. Hey, we just gon' ride, homie. We just gon' ride. Hit that switch though. Original Music Group Productions. Blog Talk Radio in association with the G Lou Show. West Side Wednesday. To welcome everybody to the motherfucking G Lou Show.
Yes sir. Yes sir.
The saga continues.
That's right.
Yeah, if you ain't careful, you're gonna get carpal tunnel on this one. It's the Spider-Man, a.k.a. DJ Easy Dick. And it's time to shoot a rope and get the head right. It's the jack-off hour, girl. And you know it's W Balls, the number one station via CD satellite, breaking you off into the early morning light.
What's up with it? You got the Bay Area boss in the building. Philly Cell Bang. Charlie Blair, man, out here networking with my nigga G Lou. West Side Wednesdays, man. West Coast Wednesdays. We in the building, man. Fuck with it. Keep it locked right here, man. Bay's in the area.
seen Sid straight booming them second red dolphin heaters. The traffic was packed and the north was hot. I was dirty with a key to somehow I forgot. I dipped past Dalton, but he spotted me. While the COUGNUT, I'm rolling. I got ghosts on the north in my 351. Burning sick bowl, rubber in the face was fun. Headed out to the bridge doing 90 and low. My LA based up is long and east to the O. My posse was waiting at the east my mall. I put the one on my phone and gave Chill a call. She was getting busy, so I spit at Lou. He said, yo, cool nut, come get the crew. I'm rolling. Get ill, cause I stopped at the light next to this beer. It was fresh like the nut, he had the beat. The phantom top gold rims, two-tone mink seats. Gold grill, agent with a bar and a phone. He was crapping, see Mikey, this shit was gone. Packed off for a shot, so I got toes. Fly drop top rolls, so deep with hoes. I'm rolling. They pulled to the curb and the top went up. Freaks with butt, feel like down long hair, acting bold, pretty eyes, fat pockets, and draped in gold. I had to choose off phone real fast and quick, cause they was illing up my waves, getting overseas sick. My people went off and I had to bail, cause it was my brother, six showing up kale. I'm rolling, dipping sick, packed so hard, that's a Frisco lick. I'm rolling, dipping sick. I fell back in my nuts to call my ace, he told me to drop a key in this sick ass place. Clocking my door around E64. I smoked the bowls on some rolls at the corner store. They got mad, started capping, saying, who is he? Stuck my Uzi at the top and yelled N-U-T. Sprayed him up, I was playing around. I was headed to the top, the sick bum rush down. I'm broke. Ready to clown, took my cougar to the curb and I got trooped down. Grab my bales in my hat to sit playing to win. Two prints, troop gloves and my GOMAC 10. Ready like a rebel in troop, not night. Threw my donkey round my neck and it was time to strike. Strike to the spot where I switched up beat. With my homie on the beat, sick hitman sin. I'm rolling.
Wednesday's radio show. I am your host with the most, Big G Lou, and I'm back up in this MF-er. You feel me? Shout out to our sponsors before we get started. BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate out of the Bay Area. Follow the movement, IG, BTP Media Group, and all platforms, YouTube as well. Secondly, shout out to 93.3 Tweed FM-ism, Tweed Cadillac Thursday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, Blog Talk Radio. The After Six Cruise Mix makes you tap in. Tell a friend. Didi Harrison, author, publisher, producer. She got books on Amazon. Go check her out. And follow her on IG, Didi Harrison, and follow her books on Amazon as well. Also, shout out to One World Magazine, the dopest, flyest, hippest magazine in the world, homie. They'll get you hooked up. Holler at the homie, follow him, IG, whatever. He'll get you hooked up with the subscription. Tell him G-Lou sent you, and he'll give you a nice hookup. Trust me. Also, StreetLevelClothing.com. That is StreetLevelClothing.com. You want them OG golf hats, homie? You know the OG ones you've seen the homies wear? Tap into StreetLevelClothing.com. Make sure you tell them G-Lou sent you, and they will hook you up as well. Also, the GLUShow.com is the official website for the G-Lou Show. That is the GLUShow.com. For all previous Blog Talk radio episodes, all music is up there. We got the previously released 1122 EP produced by Digital West. DJ Maniac is up there right now. We got a new project coming this Friday. If you don't know, now you know. Soul of the Streets Part 3, I think this is my best work. Digital West did his thing on there. We got some funk. We getting funky on this one. We bringing that real G-Funk on this album. So check it out Friday on all platforms. Shout out to DJ Maniac as well. Also shout out sidebar my bro CeeLo. Big Coolio, OG CeeLo. He helped me out a little bit with this playlist. We got some classic West Coast hitters we're going to hit you with tonight. So shout out to CeeLo, OG CeeLo, Chuck Taylor on Facebook and all that. Follow him as well, right? And shout out to the homie Digital West tapping in from the D313. Much love and respect. And with that being said, I'm going to bring in my co-host. She the coldest co-host a player can have, man. She's the Nubian Queen, 6Trey. I be telling them you better stay out of the way because she's dangerous. You know what I mean? These youngsters don't listen. They still be getting caught up in that Queen Jean web. So I'm going to bring her on in. This is Queen Jean, Nubian 6Trey. My bad. What up, Queen?
Oh, my goodness. That Queen Jean web. Okay.
Yeah, you be catching them in that web, Queen. You know how you do.
they be catching themselves in that web. Something else.
5 a.m. Shout out to Queen Jean.
Oh, my
goodness. What's
going
on, Queen?
Hey, G-Lou. Oh, not a whole lot. I'm just, not a whole lot. Everything is copacetic. How you doing?
Okay, cool beans. Hey, I'm cool, too. I'm in a good mood, and no complaints over here. You know what I'm saying? As you can tell,
absolutely.
I'm in a good mood. I don't have any complaints. God is good. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to complain.
Oh, yeah. God is amazing. He's an awesome God. What a mighty, mighty, mighty awesome God we serve. That's a hymn.
Yay.
God is an awesome God. Shout out to CeeLo. Yeah, go follow Chuck Taylor on Facebook. He be on there sometimes peekabooing. He don't be on there all the time, but he be on there sometimes playing that peekaboo. So shout out to CeeLo.
Shout out to Big CeeLo out there.
DJ Maniac. Absolutely. Cousin Marcy, Tweed Cadillac.
Cuz
O. Shout out to y'all. Yeah, shout out. But everything is cool. I watched the funeral service of Tyree Nichols today. It was a really heartfelt.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was on. I mean, I was
on
working, but I didn't have the memo. Okay, I'm gonna go back and check it out.
Yeah, you could still
get
it.
How was
it was really very touching, and they spoke on some really important things that, you know, kind of probably went over a lot of our heads. Like,
right,
he got killed in Memphis, Tennessee, right? That's where Dr. King got killed,
right?
At in Memphis, Tennessee as well.
Oh, man, yes.
And also, yes. Like, Reverend, and then today is the first day of Black History Month, so for him to have his home going on this date. And then, like Reverend Sharpton said, he said, you know, we paved the way. Dr. King had his dream there, and he got killed there, and he paved the way for you guys to wear those uniforms. And you're going to do what you did to another black man, what he marched for, what we marched for, what he died for. You're going to do something like that as a black man to another black man. So that kind of stuck with me, you know.
Right.
And then, like I said, would it be in Memphis? And yeah, that's terrible. That's very terrible. And they, you know,
they don't
did a little
get no
slide
love. They don't
show.
Get no love. I don't got no love for them.
None.
Them dudes got whatever they got coming. Whatever they got coming, they got it.
Nobody. Absolutely. And nobody is giving them any love. Like, no matter what the race is, it's like all different cultures are pissed at that. Yeah. You know, because it was
hey,
a 5.
You know what else?
Well, now it's 7.
Seven, yeah, and a white cop, they say now. I guess they wasn't saying him at first.
Yeah.
Hey, but
the first
Queen,
one.
Check this out. Did you hear about this though? I don't know. It got to be true. I keep seeing it. But they said two was going on too. There's proof that one of the cops, I guess the main one, was they said he had it out for dude because they said they knew each other. You know, Memphis ain't that big, but they say dude knew him because he used to mess with his ex-girlfriend and baby mama. They worked together at FedEx. So they trying to say dude already knew this dude and had it out for him. I'm like, wow, if that's true.
Right.
That's crazy.
Took a picture of him.
And sent it to his baby mama.
A picture, allegedly, yeah. So
like, that would be
to
stupid
his
if he did.
Ex-girlfriend, yeah.
If he did, that would be real stupid.
And it's like they were supposed to have been a unit to, you know, get rid of, you know, like, I told my daughter they weren't nothing but like the mob squad. That's all they was. And,
exactly.
And the reason why
that's
nobody
what makes
did
them worse a lot of times. I was going to say that's what makes it worse when you have those squads. That's just like the Los Angeles Sheriff's crash. And when they have these divisional cops, that's what they do because they're really used to going after drug dealers or gang members, right? So they're already in that mode. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But like I said earlier, you can't expect everyone you pull over to treat them that way or be in that same mode. That's like, dude, and they get a little bit more power, and that's why they get arrogant like that because they're used to doing that shit. And like I said, no one's going to respond
Absolutely.
Or say anything because most of the time it is drug dealers or gang members, but that's crazy, you know?
Like he kept saying, what did I do? You know, he said, what did I do? So at the service, they have a picture of him on an easel. And underneath the picture, it has, what did I do? You know, and I was like, wow. But, yeah, it's a whole lot. So they got 7 officers arrested, 2 sheriffs, 3 EMT personnel. And it's going to be more to come because now they're asking people who had run-ins with this unit to come forth as well, you know, because they probably was out there with just bullies. That's what they were out there being, bullies. Yeah, it's going to be
a lot of bullying.
They're going to
have a lot of lawsuits coming up.
We're going to have
a lot of lawsuits. I'm sure a lot of people are going to step up.
Yeah. Absolutely, as they should. So, yeah, but, you know, if anybody gets the chance and you're interested in seeing the home going, it's on YouTube. You just type in Tyre Nichols funeral and it'll come up. And it's good quality. You know, sometimes they're not good quality, but it's a good quality. They have a scan bar up there so you can scan it if you want to get be able to see the program as it's going along. But Reverend Al Sharpton, he did an amazing job because he utilized it, and he did an amazing job. And it was a lot of
people there.
Yeah, it was a lot of people there. It was really touching. Anybody that watches, you're going to shed some tears because it was really touching and it was heartfelt. And they touched on a lot of good points. And a lot of the other mothers of children who were slain by police officers, they was there, you know, some of the ones we know. Him and Breonna Taylor was born on the same date and year. Yeah, so her mother.
But she was from Memphis too, right? Where is she from? She was from, right? Where was Breonna?
I don't think hers was in Memphis.
I don't think that's where her murder was at. Okay.
Yeah, I'll find out before the end of the show, but I don't think it was Memphis. But they was born the same day.
Oh, my brother said Kentucky.
So
Kentucky.
Okay. Yeah, it was a lot of mothers there whose children who was brutally murdered by the hands of law enforcement. I like when Kamala Harris said he was taken by the hands of the police. She said he was taken by the hands and the feet of the police.
Wow.
And I was like,
she was there at the funeral?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's,
I haven't
she's
seen
both.
Her. That's good. Yeah. I haven't seen Kamala nowhere. That's
doing
glad she
nothing,
came out.
Right?
I ain't
Absolutely.
Seen her
that's
nowhere. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Kamala.
No, for real. That's
Jesus
real
Christ.
Talk, though. You don't see her like you would see Michelle Obama out and when
right.
Trump's wife
and
tried to
Michelle
do,
wasn't
you know.
Even the president. Right.
No. No. But no, you don't see her out. You don't hear her. You don't see her being active. You know, it's like
nothing.
She's really actually behind the scenes, not doing too much. But she was there, and she spoke real well,
okay.
And she was sitting with his mom. So, yeah, but his sisters and brothers were speaking. So, yeah, you could tell he come from a good family, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he come from a good family.
Right.
Yeah, but anybody want to check it out, it's there. It's worth checking out. You know, don't just check out the bad thing that happened to him. Check out all the good things that they're saying about him. And
right.
So it was really uplifting. Yep, yep, yep.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that's
so,
rest in peace to that brother.
Yeah, 29 years old. That's some sad stuff, though. Like, really, really sad. Like, who in the hell do you think you are that you can just forget that that is somebody's child, that's somebody's brother,
right.
that's somebody's father? You know what I'm saying? Who in the hell do you niggas
right.
think you are doing that? Like, for real. Like, you just had no regard for humanity at all. You bullied him. And I said, told my daughter, I said, when they snatched him out that car, he knew some shit was coming. It was some shit coming behind it. That's why he ran. He feared.
Right.
He got fear overtook him because why are they bodily snatching me out of the car? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he took off running because he knew it wasn't going to be nothing good because he didn't do anything. So
right.
yeah, it's like
yeah, and I'm sorry.
No
it was like sorry that he passed away. Because, but, you know, in the same token, it was, not to say it's needed or he passed for that, but he has a purpose for passing, and now he's not a martyr, but he will have a purpose and then be memorialized, because, look, if that wouldn't have happened, if he wouldn't have passed, who's to say how this would have played out? You know what I mean? Would it have gotten all that attention?
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
Absolutely.
Like I said, their police were used to doing that. They were comfortable
yeah,
with their body cams on.
Yeah.
Comfortable.
He stopped them. His death stopped him. Yeah, his
yeah.
death stopped him. They can't do it to anybody else. But his mother spoke on that. She said the same thing as quite a few other people said the same thing, too. Yeah, well, you know, they'll miss him here in the earthly form. But, you know, when you're somewhere else spiritually, you know that he'll be alive. Like, you speak his name.
He'll be exactly.
You're going to hear his name for a long time. He'll be alive.
Long time.
And, you know.
He'll be here
yeah,
with the greats, like Martin Luther King himself. He will be
absolutely.
Memorialized in that same token.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what they were saying. So, yeah. But it's just, it's still, you know, it's just a shame. Like, who in the hell do you think you are? The audacity of your ass. It's like your mothers and fathers, if they're still alive, they should feel very embarrassed of you all. They, you know,
oh,
probably
yeah.
once upon a time said, oh, yeah, my son is a police officer in Memphis,
right.
Tennessee, or my son this, my son that, my son's other son. Now, look at your sons. But it's nothing to
right,
brag
right.
about. You don't embarrass your parents. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
and whoever else, your sisters, your brothers, and EMTs. Like, what the hell, you EMTs? You standing around just not doing anything. You get there, it's like, you all was part of that Scorpion unit. It was almost like a code. Anybody that responds to where the Scorpion unit is, you just lay low for a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody was acting or doing nothing. Like, those sheriffs responding. You stood around, didn't do anything either. EMTs, you waited until you rendered aid or put him in the EMT, the paramedics. Let me just calm down.
But my thing is this, like, my thing is this, though. At the same time, when will this stop? Because even though this is getting attention, and I'm glad it is, you know, and he died for a purpose and all this, and it's going to get attention, but as we know, this is not the first time this shit has happened, and I'm sure it won't be the last. My thing is, when is this going to, like, when are the police, because now it's even bad, like, we know white police do this, but to see black police acting like this, that means it's a lot more police officers like this. So my thing is, when is this type of thing going to stop? Like, when we have to keep seeing this? Because now this is going to get attention, but
so,
it'll be another one. I hope not, but unfortunately it will, because this shit has been going on since Rodney King, when they didn't have cameras, and now Floyd got caught.
And
now
before,
we have cameras. And this, and
yeah.
like George Floyd, we saw him murder him on camera. So, like, I mean,
yeah.
when does this shit stop?
Yeah. Eric Gardner, Philandro, we've seen so many being murdered, but just like to answer your question, because Al Sharpton spoke on that. He said, I hear when they say, when will it stop? He said, we don't know when it's going to stop. We're going to do what we could do right now, like march, protest, try to put these laws into effect, and we're going to just keep
even that
working
march
on
shit.
The dream.
That march shit, I don't
yeah,
know anymore.
So
we got to do something. That march shit ain't working no more. We got to do, I mean, I appreciate it. Because we have to do something, but I think
yeah.
we got to come up with even something better than that. Because I think they don't even care. Like, of course, they expect us to march, and something goes on. But they already taking it serious, you know. So it's like I think we need even something. Not to say that's bad. I appreciate Al Sharpton. I'm glad we have people like Al Sharpton and Brent Crump, because who would, and they're old, what Al is. We don't know how much longer he'll be here. So we need, first of all, new leaders, but we need new action, too, like besides just a march. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm not saying
that
because I don't have an answer, so I can't talk. But we need something.
Yeah. So that's what he was speaking on. You look at the funeral, you'll see what Al Sharpton had to say, and that, you know, the George Floyd, that they're trying to pass that law from when he got murdered. And so they're going to really push harder now since, you know, this happened to Tyree.
They need I don't get why that hasn't already been passed. We can pass laws, and there's no disrespect to LGBT or any of that. Not only singling out, that's the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
But if we can make laws for that, you know what I mean? We can't make laws for people getting killed every day by the police.
Absolutely.
Come on now. That should already
be another thing they spoke on, like, you know, when there's usually when a black man is murdered, you'll be like, well, it'll take a year, 6 years before you'll, or the police will go out on probation or relieve the duties. It'll take a longer time. But
yeah,
you see just from this happening, you see how swiftly it can happen if that's what you want it to be. It can happen swiftly, not just in Memphis, Tennessee, but anywhere if that's what the chain of command wants. See, that chief just was not playing.
He stepped up. Like you
example.
Said, that's what it is.
Yeah, she
that's
did.
What it was, that chief.
She said, let me make an example.
A lot of chiefs don't do that.
She's like, because you know why I think she felt like she had to move as swiftly as she did as well? Because it was five black cops. It was black on black. That's black on black crime. You know what I'm saying? From law enforcement. That's all that was. It was black on black crime. They just murdered him. They murdered him. Like, ugh. Anyway, I'm ready to listen to this fantastic playlist we got going.
we got to change the tone, man. We just speaking real talk. You know
what
I mean? That's all.
Yeah.
Anyone else out there want to chime in or touch on that throughout the show? You know what I mean? Feel free to call in. You know the call in number 914-803-4001. We are here for your service. Don't get nervous. It's the G Lou show with G Lou and Queen Jean. Let me do this right. I got a couple I want to bang, but let me do this first. And CeeLo, I got that up next. But check this out. It's Westside Wednesday radio show. G Lou, Queen Jean, sponsors BTP Media, 93 Tweet FM, DD Harrison, the G Lou show.com, Street Level Clothing, One World Mag. Shout out to D West, CeeLo as well. And let me do this and we'll be right back. Peace.
Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole up bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Hold up, you heard the homie say black police showing out for the white cop? Okay.
Oh, shit. Now what the fuck you put me over for? Cause I feel
Keep in mind, this was made over 30 years ago.
Your black ass in jail. MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Think you think I'ma kick your ass. But drop your gat, and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope. Taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. Some motherfucking villain that's mad. With potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around. Put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that. But it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day. But a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face. And for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Cause my identity by itself causes violence. For E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster. But still I got flavor. Without a gun in the badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror. And it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the 8, he'll be the one that I take out. And then get away. While I'm driving off laughing, this is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
The jury's found you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Wait, that's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Get him out of here.
I want Jack dead.
Get him the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, man, I had to play that one right quick. Classic right there, N.W.A. Check this out. This next song I need to play. My brother brought it to my attention. It's called The Message by Dre, you know, and then all this thing kind of ties in. I really didn't mean to go this way with the show, but once me and Queen started talking about it, we're kind of going there for a minute. But the crazy thing about this next song, he's speaking about the message brother that was killed, not by the police, but his brother, actually his name is Tyree as well. So it's just crazy right here. It is The Message. Westside Wednesdays, G-Lu, Queen, Gene. Hold on, let me go to the phone lines. Carla, hello, what up?
Hey, what's up with it? How y'all living
DJ,
out there?
DJ, DJ Maniac. King Maniac in the building, what's up?
Queen Gene. Nothing much, what's just calling in to check y'all out. Nothing much.
Okay. Big Maniac.
That's right.
That's what's up, homie. Yeah, shout out to Maniac. You doing all right, brother?
I'm good. I would like a request, though.
Okay. Let me know. Shoot it.
I would say Exhibit X.
Okay. The song X?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, for sure. I got you coming up, homie. Hold tight. Also, DJ Maniac, shout out to you, Small Plug. Maniac co-produced as well. This new album coming out this Friday, Soul of the Streets 3. You ready, homie?
I'm ready. I can't wait. Shout out to Digital West.
I can't either.
Greatest.
Yay, yay. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
I know,
homie.
It's going to be fire.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we're going to.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to check them out Friday as well for the listening party on the YouTube, the G Lou Show YouTube Live. They're going to be having a listening party with DJ Maniac and Digital West. So everybody check that out at 9:30 p.m. Check it out. Check it out. That's convenient. We get to see DJ Maniac on camera if we just going to hear your voice. Which one is it going to be?
You can see me on camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get to see DJ Maniac on camera. Right on, right on.
Shout out
thanks.
To City of
Sit back and enjoy the show. Yeah.
Yeah, kick back, Maniac.
No problem.
I got that coming up for you. All right. DJ Maniac, y'all. We'll be right back. It's Westside Wednesdays, the G Lou Show.
Love you too.
We'll be back in a flash.
This is. What's up, party people? And the place to be is Southern Mercy. Reminding you to make sure you check out Westside Wednesdays, brought to you every Wednesday evening on the G Lou Radio Blog Talk Show. Thanks to all our sponsors, BGP Media, Sweet Cadillac, BD Harrison, One World Magazine. We're looking forward to seeing you there. Westside Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the world famous G-Lou Show. See ya.
My brother, Tyree, R.I.P. A message to God. Since you're finishing them early, what possessed you to start them? Later we'll regret till death do us part. Lord, I thought we was made for each other. You shouldn't connect those made to be taken away from each other. Now what I'm supposed to do? I'm only half the man that I was. I'll never last, cause my better half is up there with you. You knew what you was doing when you made us. So with all due respect, you could've forgave him. You didn't have to take him. He can take the game with him, cause he defines the word. The one who puts the G in it. Who you think put me in it? I'm feeling like my whole world is blinded. Wondering why, crying, pouring out my heart, pouring out liquor behind it. We fought like brothers, something we never should do. We could've used time spent arguing, telling the truth. He had talent too, I had plans of watching him blow. Don't know what hurts more, seeing him leave or watching him go. From the street and got deep up there. You only knew the way I felt before they ruined the crew. I thought I learned from evil, now I'm going through it with you. We lost a thug, a son, and a father. I spoke to your son the other day and told him Uncle Dre got him. The Lord must be accidentally pulling your file, cause I'm still paging you. 911, straight in denial, praying you get it. But no man can choose the card he was dealt. You either quit or you gon' play him like you get it. I done been through all emotions, from in shock to keeping a poker face, to straight breaking down and showing all emotions. From anxious to believing real G's don't cry. If that's the truth, then I'm realizing I ain't no gangster. It's just not me. But you know I'ma always ride with you. I miss you. Sometimes I wish I just died with you.
Dr. Dre. Are you a real doctor, dude? I mean, like, you know, can you prescribe some drugs for me, man? Come on, dude. I'll split whatever I get with you, okay? the chronic.
From the hub, nigga, I ain't doing shit, I'm just trying to get some grub, nigga, rather be caught than caught without my primer, hand on my hammer when these clowns try to jam us, get your shit together, shit can happen anywhere, the better keep your eye on them, family, I'ma die for them, ride like the mine, assume a revenge, we looping, shooting no giggles, my nigga, no tooting, 92 looting, shell one of the looters, and to do it again quick, my nigga, look how they do us. Burn down the church house, take women and kids out and throw away the key on us. What the fuck is this all about? Still on that coat the kids say, let the text bring down anyway. Dirty Red, what you got to say?
Hey, Dirty Burn, motherfuckers got us fucked up, homie. But you know what?
It's plain that they hate us cause they can't get rid of us. Crack three strikes and they still can't finish us. Police killing us, niggas better strike back. If it was another set, nigga ride right back. Well, we went blind, that brother's lost purpose. The crackers start acting up, burning down churches. Better keep a weapon, Armageddon is here. Strike first, nigga, that's the definition of real.
Going up,
going up,
going down,
going down,
going in,
going in,
going out,
going
side to side, roll around. As real as can be, dirty motherfucking G's free.
What? G's up, I ain't going out quietly. Better check my ref, you would know about trying me. Nigga too loco for you to try to choke hold. Fresh out the pen and I'm sitting on a boatload. Trippin' with a fofo, motherfuck popo. Set it off style while I'm dipping in a lolo. Fuck it, if I'm gon' go out, it's the G-way. High speed chase, no brakes on the freeway. Redneck reach for his piece, let the heat spray. Flag on his casket, under with a replay. Ambush, blindside, catchy wise. Eyes wide, wait till it's dark time. Put him in the chalk line. Hands up, fuck that. Niggas better buck back. Better yet, buck first. Squeeze till his blood squirt. Ever see me marching it straight to the front line. Heavy artillery, taking out one time. It's plain that they hate us cause they can't get rid of us. Crack three strikes and they still can't finish us. Police killing us, niggas better strike back. If it was another set, nigga ride right back. When we went blind, that brother's lost purpose. And crackers start acting up, burning down churches. Better keep a weapon on the getting it real. Strike first, nigga, that's the definition of real.
My definition of real is stay packing your steel. Barry Carter, Mark Brown, Trayvon, and Emmett Till. You don't know the deal, so I'ma tell you the deal. And break it down to you, tell you just how I feel. So Christians, Catholics, Muslims, and Jews, we all fuck up and do drugs and booze. But you see the bullshit that they show on the news. Like we got the freedom of speech in the life we choose. I seen a pig kill another young nigga for nothing. Cause he said that he was trying to do something he wasn't. And they don't give a fuck if you're crippin' the blood. Just as long as you're black, you could be sagging the flood. I seen a homie get life, but I seen him give a better try. A punk ass rape or a motherfucking pedophile. It's like if you're black, a creepy cracker think you better smile. But fuck that shit, I'm the loped out ghetto shot.
It's plain that they hate us cause they can't get rid of us. Crack three strikes and they still can't finish us. Police killing us, niggas better strike back. If it was another set, nigga ride right back. When we went blind, that brother's lost purpose. And crackers start acting up, burning down churches. Better keep a weapon on the get with real. Strike first, nigga, that's the definition of real.
Whatever you want to do,
do it.
Fucking Buster.
Hey, check this out. Before I continue, I got to give a special shout out to the legendary and one of the godfathers in this shit, Mr. Ice-T. Big Tracy. He is finally receiving his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is well overdue. But he's finally getting it, y'all. So I got to give a special shout out to Mr. Ice-T. He definitely deserves his flowers. He's still doing it. And definitely a legend in the culture on the West Coast hip-hop period. So shout out to Ice-T, Mr. Tracy Morrow, for getting your star long overdue. Much respect, OG. Westside Wednesday.
Dope from the fly kid, the ice mic is back with the high bit. Suckers, you lost the players, you're not. Gangster, you ain't, you faint punk if you ever heard a gunshot. Yo, the pusher, the player, the pimp, gangster, the hustler, high roller, dead press folder. It's cold lamping like a black king on a throne. Evilly, turn up the microphone so I can ill and break on the rolling tape. Another album to make, great. Islam turned the bass, kicked up a bit. Hype the snare, now I got a place to sit and ride the track like a black neck in his lack. Hit the corner slow where the girls are at and kick game the way it should be done. How you gonna drop science? You're dumb, stupid, ignorant. Don't even talk to me. At school you drop math, science, and history. And then you get on the mic and try to act smart. But let me tell you one thing, you got heart to perpetrate your bait. So just wait till the press shove a mic in your face. Or you meet Boogie Down or Chuck D, Stetsasonic or the Big Daddy. And they ask you about the game you claim you got. Drop science now, why not? You start to sweat and fret, it gets hot. How'd you get into this spot? You played yourself. Yo, yo, you played yourself. I'm no authority, but I know the D-E-A-L when it comes to dealing with the female. What you got, they want, cash is what they need. Slip, sucker, and they'll break you with speed. But you meet a freak, you try to turn her out. Spending money's what I'm talking about. But you fool out, your pocket got blew out. And after the date, no boots, you got threw out. Mad and shook, cause your duckers got took. Call her up, phone's off the hook. But who told you to front and flaunt your grip? You can't buy no relationship, you played yourself. Yo, homeboy, you played yourself. I'm in the MC game, a lot of MCs front. And for the money, they sell out stunts. But they claim that they're rich and that they keep cash. Yo, let me straighten this out fast. 200,000 records sold. And these brothers start yelling about gold. You better double that, then double that again. And still don't get sued, my friend. You think you made it, you're just a lucky man. Guess who controls your destiny? Fans. But you diss them cause you think you're a star. That attitude is rude, you won't get far. Cause they're turning you quick, you drop like a brick. Unemployment's where you'll sit. No friends cause you diss them too. No money, no crew, you're through. You played yourself. That's right, you played yourself. You played yourself. Yo, yo, you played yourself. You got problems, you claim you need a break. But every dollar you get, you take. Straight to the dope man, try to get a beam up. Your idle time is spent trying to scheme up another way to get money for a jumbo. When you go to sleep, you count five O's. Lying and cheating, everybody you're beating. Dirty clothes and you're skinny, cause you haven't been eating. You ripped off all your family and your friends. Nowhere does your larceny end. And then you get an idea for a big move. An armed robbery. Smooth. But everything went wrong. Somebody got shot. You couldn't get away. The cops rolled your pops. And now you're locked. Yo, lamping on death row. Society's fault? No. Nobody put the crack into the pipe. Nobody made you smoke off your life. You thought that you could do dope and still stay cool? Ooh. You played yourself. You played yourself. Ain't nobody else's fault. You played yourself.
Ain't nobody else's fault. You played yourself. Once again, shout out to the legendary Ice-T getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame finally. Much respect. Check this out before I continue. Sorry, Digital West. I got to give him a quick preview. This Friday, 2-3, Soul of the Streets 3.
Something about her music, she always make me dance. Something about her music, she always
make
me dance.
Oh, shit. The boys back at it again. G-Lo, Digital West. Yeah, this beat way too funky. Big G-Lo on my way back to the money. I'm the soul of the street, so I'm still hungry. My Digital West up to cook me some chunky. Baby, do it with your chest, get that money. Baby got back, she's trying to back it up on me. I'm a Mac on the track like Goldie. Gotta give a shout out to all my Sacktown homies. From the Bay to LA, I bet they know me. K-Boy, Shelly, Stell, Mac, Maul, and Fody. This ain't gumbo funk mixed with the oldies. They say she got a big old butt, well baby, show me. Went from 24 to 8 like Cody. Now 24-8 means no breaks, homie. I'm on my marathon shit like Nick was. Nicknamed Pop, so I represent the bricks, cuz. In a real way, trying to make a real play. Hustle hard, the only way to keep the bills paid. Give a shout out to the set, I'm a 89 original. I did this shit the best. Took this shit worldwide, put it on my chest. Took a flight to the D and got some beat from Deep West. We the best, and we ain't never need a Cali. Never need a bunch of features or cosigns to be valid. All I need is one mic, homie, I'm Illmatic. Fast forward 20 years later, I'm still at it. I guess that means I'm still Matic. If only I could rule the world like Nas, I still have it. 500,000 equals gold, then platinum. Soul of the Streets, part 3, that's a classic. Started from the bottom to the top, now I'm ballin'. Overcame setbacks, player haters, and all them. They was praying for my downfall, calling. Hoping I would fail, go to jail, I have to call them. But for me, I thank God I had another plan. It ain't the cards you dealt, it's the way you play your hand. Straight from the land of the scandalous and no pity. Cashing over Broadway, we call it Brick City. Yeah, yeah, Big Pops, aka G-Lo. The Soul of the Streets, part 3. Produced by Digital West. And right about now, I'ma turn it over to D-West. I'm just gonna let the homie get funky. I'ma blaze something up and get funky too. You dig? Yeah, yeah. This how that's just supposed to sound when you're hearing it. G-Lo, D-West. We'll be right back.
these songs, man. So I think I made the deadline to turn in the album. But look, man, we're about to make some history. This is some of my best work I'm sending you. I got all the talk box and mixing laid down for you, homie. And man, it's a pleasure once again to work with the one and only G Lou, man. We did this one, man. Your vocals are on point, everything is right, so man, I'm ready for the soul of the streets to set the streets on fire all over the world, man. Especially in LA, they gonna love this funk I got for them, man. So you did your thing, I did my thing, and once again, pleasure was all yours, homie. I'm about to get back watching this guy. Hey, babe.
It's King MC. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on West Side Wednesdays, hosted by G Lou, our sponsor BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM Ism. Much respect.
Yeah. It's Kel Mac, owner of all her publications, Kel Mac Video. I'm with G Lou on West Side Wednesday.
Yes, sir. We are back at it. And it is, once again, the first day on Black History Month, which is the shortest month of the year, which we know is crazy. Shout out to my bro CeeLo again. I'm going to bring Queen Jean in for a few midweek announcements.
Hey. Yes, happy Black History Month, the first day. Second month of the year is going by fast, guys. So these 28 days are going to fly right by. With that being said, we do have Valentine's Day coming up for those who have a love, a partner, an entanglement, whatever you got going on. I have a few announcements for places to go. Sir Winston's Cocktail Valentine's Cruise, February 11th, boarding at 6:30 p.m., departing dock at 7 o'clock p.m., returning at 9 o'clock p.m., dock number 2, Rainbow Harbor. That's the location adjacent to the Aquarium Pacific, 100 Aquarium Way in Long Beach. They do have tables. A window table is $175 per person, and a standard table is $150 per person. You can contact harborcruise.com for further information. They do offer a live sax player, champagne greetings and appetizers upon boarding, bottomless champagne, assigned seating. You have to be 21 and over to attend this event. Also, there's Trap Poetry Jam, a sexy vibe, romantic Valentine's Day. Trap Poetry Jam style with amazing poets, celebrity guests, and a little R&B set with a live band. 8 o'clock p.m. to 12 o'clock a.m. dress code is enforced. Instagram Trap Poetry Jam for ticket information, and that is on February the 14th. The Vermont Hollywood is where it's located. 1020 North Vermont is where it would be held, the Vermont Hollywood. VD Romance Gala by Brick House Entertainment. That's February the 14th as well. 6 o'clock p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at Jazzy J Banquet Hall, 5134 Old National Highway in Atlanta, Georgia. Phone number is 770-899-4961. Also, check out that New Edition Legacy Tour with Key Sweat Guy Tank. That's April the 8th at the Kia Forum in Inglewood. Then there's Lovers and Friends Fest. That's Saturday, May the 6th in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Festival Foundation, with Little Kim, The Brat, Blackstreet, Genuine, Master P, Nelly, Mariah Carey, Pitbull, and Missy Elliott. LoveandFriendsFest.com for further information. Check out Skip Skip Towing, Transport, and Lockouts from state to state, from driveway to driveway. 704-314-7869 for further information. You can contact Dennis Brown. Also, we have our brother Big Hank, who's still giving out food. You have Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You have Thursday and Friday to get your free food, located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. first come, first served. And also on Wednesdays, they have Bible study live on Facebook at 12 noon. And the Sunday worship is at 10:30 a.m. The Tweed Cadillac After Six Crew Show airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed with G. Lou as his co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online. blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast at 10 o'clock p.m. Nonprofit organization founder Cynthia Nunn of SNN Angels food giveaway every Saturday at 12 o'clock noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Also follow My Tribe Rise on Instagram. They're always doing something for the community, so check them out. They do have an event coming up this Sunday, a protest event, so go check them out on their IG page to get further information as well. West of Heaven Hair Studio at 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107, that's in Culver City. Visit the website westofheaven.com for further information. And also Filthy Rich Banana Pudding. Follow Tanya Ward on Instagram. For delivery is 805-738-5943. Also, our website, theglueshow.com, where you can purchase all unisex apparel. Check out the previous Blog Talk Radio shows, and also you can get the amazing catalog of G. Lou, which includes the latest project, 1122, and the upcoming project, Soul of the Streets Volume 3, which will be out 2/3/23, which is Friday. And also they would have that listening party, so everyone is invited to attend that. That's on the G. Lou YouTube channel, the G. Lou Show. So they'll be live. It will be Digital West and DJ Maniac. So they'll all be live on there. So you don't want to miss that. Nora Monty Candles, check them out on IG as well. Order your candles, get your candles, wax melts, and et cetera. And those are my mid-announcements for the week. If you have anything that you would like to have announced, you can contact me, Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show on IG and Jean V. Berkeley on Facebook. Happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday, anniversary, or anything of celebration. Congratulations and salute. Ashe.
Queen Jean, y'all. Ashe, in a real way. Stay out of the way, Six Trey. But it's West Side Wednesday, the G. Lou Show. Man, once again, rest in peace to our brother, you know what I mean, slain by the police. We're not going to let that die. So, salute. And rest in peace to that brother. Rest in power. We'll keep your name alive out here. It's the G. Lou Show, world famous West Side Wednesdays. Let me do this right here for the ladies, man. Check this out. We'll be back.
There are a few things I want to explain to you, and I'll try to define to the best of my ability.
I'm gonna tell you one more thing. I'm gonna tell y'all nothing. Growing up was crazy, and my daddy got her ass kicked. Mama didn't play no tantrum, talking back in fireplace. She had her own way of getting across, which was a better still. She tell us from the work, cause we could all be deal. Getting nasty in front of guests was the way she liked to do it. She'll say, straighten your shit up, or you can stop her from coming. And yo, guys, do it time to us. Even they was checked, they got a down ass mama.
That's right.
Mama don't take no mess. Now she got hectic, cause mama was tip. To tell you in a minute, let your mouth get your ass whipped. Mama did it all by herself, king and queen of this house. Yelling, I want my daddy, we get your ass thrown out. Now when it came to partying, moms got wow. Don't let get over clothes and they come back in style.
That's right. That's right.
Yo, I got a down ass mama. It was all girl shit, was always missing. From panties to makeup, if it was born, she was bitching. She wants to know, who's been in the house? I said, no company. Checking her dresser, saying, what happened to my money? If it was gone, then it was gone. Cause money don't walk, somebody better talk. Finding stuff she didn't lost. I got my butt whooped for everything I did wrong. And it was gone, cause niggas kept playing on my phone. Don't let mom go to a conference and the teacher confess. Man, I'm telling. Mama don't take no mess. Why watch me go down? Fight to keep it going. Really not knowing, cause the truth is what they're showing. You don't have friend. Friends come and go is what you'll say. Never tell your deepest secrets, you'll get hurt that way. Love is a game, and it's okay if you play. But they are dogs and men trying to be a friend. Baby, watch out, don't take a step unless you know which way you're going. Times are getting lonely, but I'll be your honey. I'll never leave ya, believe that. Love is in the air, no matter what you've done, mama, to be there. I got a down ass mom.
Because I'm aware that you have to use what you have to get what you want. This is the reason I ask you to tighten up your shit. Be proud of your black body and use it. Mama, that's your natural gift for girls. But you got to get your shit together. Mama, I'm begging you, please, like I told you.
Mom, didn't play the okie doke, okie get choked up. Fuck around and get your neck broke. Telling your friends, hold up, wait, man, mom's will let me go. Walk in the house and mom straight say no. The type of mom's will whoop you in the store if she has to. Just to let you know, you're a child, she's a master. Living it to the fullest, playing 40 like you're 20, you know. Some old tricks from a young pro. Brought up in a church house, and every Sunday was a must. When mom couldn't make it, we rode the church bus. Don't say you couldn't fade it, cause that was planning your week. No church, no running the streets, G. We didn't neglect our chores, that was number one. For 30 on the dot, we was on the run. She used to pull up at the dance, have the DJ to call us out. After 2 o'clock, wasn't no hanging out. Sometimes she waited in the Batarama, sat at the front door. People used to ask, but she came for care. What, nothing getting close. Moms was low, no joke. I got a down-ass mom.
Drive-by shooters out of my living room and off my couch. You know we expecting company. Company, company, company.
Is that it? I gotta go.
Hell no, it ain't it.
Hold on. It's your boy, man, D-Lo, man. Live and direct, man. Right here, man. From South Central Los Angeles, man. A.K.A. Eastside Watts, man. And I'm right here with my boy, G-Lo, man. On G-Lo Show, man. Much love, homie. Keep it popping, man. Keep it lifting, right, man. Keep on... keep killing them.
Hey, yeah, you do know that. Shout out to the homie. And we're back. Hey, shout out to my bro CeeLo, man, for the assist tonight, brother. Much love and respect. Let me see. Oh, Queen. Let me check this. Queen, what do you, that song right there, man. He gave, she gave it up for the ladies, right? Shout out to Yo-Yo.
Yes, she did. Yo-Yo is fearless, yeah. Like she called herself.
Yo-Yo
on
fire.
IG. Yo-Yo fearless. Mm-hmm. She's still down,
I love
too.
You, Yo-Yo. Yeah, man.
Hey, I was strolling on IG, and what's his name? Steven Jackson, the one who says he's George Floyd's brother. He called out
Al Sharpton.
He said that they don't believe the hype. They're just fakes. He said him and Crump. They just want to be seen. He said, trust and believe me because of what happened with George Floyd.
Right, right,
so
right.
People are really jumping in his behind. Did you see that?
I didn't, but it doesn't sound far-fetched. And he's talking from experience because, like you said, he's the one that dealt with the George Floyd situation firsthand. He took off care of all the expenses. He was like the spokesperson for the family. So he knows. Mm-hmm. And these are things we've heard, you know, before. And far as being, that's what I said earlier, Queen, when I was saying, you know, salute to the brothers we have, like the Al Sharptons and the Ben Crumps, because they're really the only ones that's speaking up or doing that part, from what I know. But that's what I said also, that we definitely need new leaders and new people and new
mm-hmm.
things to do, like besides marching. You know what I mean? We need all new stuff coming around. Al Sharpton's been around forever. Like I said, much respect to that brother, because he's done a lot, so I can't take anything
he
from
marched
him.
Martin
Luther King.
Yeah, he marched with King, so he's been around for a minute.
He's been around and been for the cause, you know. So he has his flaws and all that, though, so that's not my business. But I do understand what Buddy is saying, because he dealt with the situation. So obviously some things obviously didn't go right, obviously, for him to say that. I know he wouldn't just say that for no reason.
Yeah, it had
to be
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it is what it is. But that's why we need new leaders, all you young brothers out there. we need more new leaders, man, and people that can step up and take that position or try to, man. So salute all our young brothers out there, man. You know, strive to be something better than a lot of more things you can be than ball players and rappers and all that, man. It's a lot of more things, but you got to get on it early, and it's not going to be given to you, but you can get it because the world is yours. Don't forget that. So salute all my young brothers out there, man, trying to make something happen. You dig?
Right. Anybody that watches BMF, don't forget to check out that latest episode. I'm going to watch it twice. It was so bad.
Yeah. That's my show right there. Salute 50 Cent and BMF. Yeah, that's my show.
He did that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open, people. 914-803-4001. Press 1 if you want to speak. Don't forget tomorrow night, check out Tweed Cadillac, 93.3 Tweed FM-ism. FM-ism. Then Friday nights, we got Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, Flashback Friday. So don't forget to check any of that out. And Sundays, you already know OG Sunday is rated number one Sunday nights. We are here and every Wednesday as well. Let me do this right here. I got to play Maniac song, too. I'll do that in a minute. Check this out, though. We'll be right back. I'm going to take y'all back like this.
It's your brother with the bomb shit, coming with the sound, making underground bomb hit. You in 94, it's time for some action. I'm action, which one of y'all is down for the count? Now, still in the war zone, and 94 is on, but I'm full grown, fucking with the microphone. P-Dog creeping in the drop with a 30-odd, still fucking with the man, and it's kinda odd that a nigga rode down and let the trigger go. Still gotta pray for an L.A. replay. Black folks still bring it to the truth, but I still got love, so I'm coming through with a trunk full of funk that I'm make y'all separate the real from the fake each and every day. Understand it's a must that I tear shit up and I still won't buzz. And that's it. Yeah. Up in you with a motherfucking dose of the truth in your house. Niggas can't come close to the PR, the O-B-L-A-C-K. Still looking for a way to make us rise each and every day. Brothers, listen to the sound when I pump P-Dog, and I'm hitting in your trunk with a chunk of that down home shit you love. I never slip tripping with the monster buzz. You know it go on, and I won't stop coming with the militant grooves that'll keep y'all spirits lit. Long as niggas keep dying, I'ma keep serving. Hip hop to the bullshit stop. Back in the name of Allah, the one true God. I stand tall, bringing truth to all y'all. So fuck that devil and pass me the fish. Shit, you know I never switch in that state.
Yeah.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2. This is the G Lou Show. Yes, sir. The G Lou Show, Westside Wednesday. Sponsored by OG Music Group / OG Radio in conjunction with Blog Talk Radio. West Coast hip hop at its finest with a G twist. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 10 to 12 on the East, 9 to 11 Central Time. The G Lou Show. Yes, sir. By G Lou, blogtalkradio.com/G Lou Show. Westside Wednesday. Shout out to Big Reese, Miss Joy. Westside. BCG. Church. Got a couple callers.
Yeah, G Lou Funk. Oh.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What it is.
Caller, good evening. Welcome to the G Lou Funk.
Caller, hello.
757. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, G Lou. Hey, Queen.
Hey, how you doing?
What up?
I'm doing good. This is Asia. I'm calling from VA on the East Coast.
Asia, what up? That's Miss A right there. What up, Asia? Thank you for checking us out. Miss Asia, she be on my YouTube channel showing love. So she said she was going to come check us out. So I'm glad she did.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. Hey, Queen Asia.
Hey, love. I am enjoying it's dope, and I just wanted to tap in and call in and just show y'all love.
Hey, what part of VA are you in?
So we appreciate that.
What you say?
You said you're in VA?
Yes.
Okay, well, like what part are you? I was up in VA for a minute, some years ago. I lived there
I'm in
briefly.
The 757 area. I'm in the 757 area.
The seven cities.
You like in Hampton. Oh, you in Norfolk.
Yeah, Norfolk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've
lived
been
in
Norfolk.
Chesapeake.
Before.
I lived in Chesapeake
nothing,
for a few months.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you was right here in my backyard.
Yeah, ain't that something? See how the world works?
I'm telling you.
I'll be in Hampton in April. I'll be up there in Virginia in April. I got family up there.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the 757 area is small, so, you know, everybody know everybody down here.
Everybody know everybody down there. Absolutely. Virginia is a beautiful place, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Because I like all those cities
like
are connected.
Where you are.
All those cities are connected because we were, like, in Chesapeake, but we would go, like, right up the street, and it would be Portsmouth right there. That's where we go, like, to a little club or whatever, because that was the only thing, you know,
we you know, so yeah, the cities are connected like that. But shout out to VA.
Yeah,
much love.
I stay in Charlotte, Asia. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Really? Man, I love Charlotte. Charlotte is beautiful. We was just down there a couple of years, no, last year for a family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
Yeah, it's a nice place to live. But I'm originally from Cali, but I've been here for 8 years now.
How you like it? Is it different?
It's very different. I had to adapt to it, but it's cool because I was a homebody anyway. So it works for me. So I like it. I don't think I would ever move back to Cali, to be honest.
Because, you know, some people, when they come from, it seems like I've never been to California. So it seems like California
mm-hmm.
is a very kind of like New York in a way.
Yeah.
So
like that because I've been to New York, too.
It ain't like New
York.
Yeah,
like Brooklyn,
it's
New York.
It's a lot of people, but it ain't like New York. I don't know.
It ain't city like. Like.
Yes.
And
everybody
up all night
and
half the morning.
Yeah,
and see, Virginia
is
kind of city and country. So when people come here, they kind of like, oh, no, this is too slow for me.
Yeah.
And I'd be go back where you came from.
That's right. Shout out to VA. They some proud
take it
people.
Back to what you
Shout
used
out to VA.
To,
they are very proud.
Yeah.
For sure. That's,
we
as you should be, right?
Everything.
Checking in. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you. I was a little
Keep
nervous at first, but you know, I got my nerves up.
That's why you took you so long to say something. I'm like, hello, and you were like a little quiet. You know what I mean? Took you a minute to
I
come around.
I got you playing, and I was playing in my ear, so I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, you came in on that G-Lu
funk.
G-Lu
but
funk.
You pressed one, so that's why I brought you in. I thought you wanted to speak. That's all.
I did.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay, we'll see. It's all good.
I do have a request, if that's okay.
Okay, shoot it to me.
I don't know if this goes with the thing, but Smile, that's Scarface and Tupac.
Oh, that's my joint.
Oh,
no, that's
goes
a favorite over
thing.
Here. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Definitely. I got you. I got you coming up, okay? Hang tight.
Great choice.
Oh, thank you.
It was nice meeting you, Asia.
Likewise, and I know this won't be the last time y'all hear from me.
Right on.
No, it won't. Thank you again. Much love and respect, Miss Asia calling from VA. Okay. Check it out. We got one more caller. All right, you too. Check it out. We got another caller. The homie calling in. Look like from the D. Caller, hello.
What up, though, homie?
There it is. What up, though? Ain't that what they saying to D? What up, though?
What up, though? What's cracking? What up, G? What up, Queen? How y'all doing?
Good, and yourself?
Oh, I'm good. Just a little tired, but I'm good. Join the show. Join the conversation.
Yeah, yay.
Awesome.
Yes,
is this
digital
work?
Yeah, that's D-West. He just called in like a motherfucker. He just like a motherfucker supposed to know who he is. Huh? He ain't said nothing. He just like, yeah, I'm just you know what I mean? And yo, womp and womp. Like, nigga, who is this? Who are you? Who
like,
are you? Nah, I knew who he was though.
Right? No, I didn't. That's why I was like, is this? You see how low I said? Is this digital way? No, I don't know your voice.
He called in like a motherfucker
in
supposed
one.
To know him. Hey, you know, I'm just a little tired and shit, you know what I mean? But you know what's happening, you know. You were cool, man.
I know, kind of sound a little bit like Barry White calling in. Hey,
right, he tried, that's what it was, huh? He told you that web, the Q's web in Charlotte.
Well,
you see how they all mix up Charlotte? In Charlotte, North Carolina, the web, you know, that's crazy. Go ahead.
You know by the album, you know, I can change my voice up so many different ways, you know. So this is my late voice.
D-West, you a fool. D-West serious with it. Look, D-West, you a fool. D-West. Shout out to D-West. This is my voice for tonight, man. You know, I'm not playing. This is my voice for tonight.
That's
Barry White.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got that Barry White. That's Barry White right there.
I'm gonna keep it real, man. I'm really keeping it down because, you know, everybody sleep. I ain't trying to fetch. I ain't trying to wake my wife and she gonna cuss me out. She trying to get me
to
the bed.
I'm kind of
like,
okay, you over here playing, you over here messing around with G. Lou and them, huh? You in there playing with G. Lou, nigga, get in this bed.
Yeah. I'm cold. You know I'm an idiot.
Hey, you whisper. You got a loud whisper, a deep whisper.
Hey, that's what my wife always like. You don't know how to whisper. Everybody can still hear you.
Absolutely. Wow. And I'm over here saying that.
Yeah, wow. What I was gonna say, I got a request as well. I actually got two requests, G. I don't know if you could do two, but I got two, man.
Okay, what you got?
I got two. I got Bring It, I think it's called Bring It To You by Paris and
Bring It
Land
To
of Funk by Bring It To You and The Land of Funk by Goldie. I don't know if you even up on that.
The Land of Funk by Dovey?
Yeah, he was looking short. His name is Dovey. In the Land of Funk.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The Land of Funk. And what's the other one again?
Bring It To You by Paris. It's on that same album we just played by. Off that Gorilla Funk album. It's a police song. It's a police song. Talking about these dirty cops out here.
Okay.
I was like, I'm trying to go with the
thing. Right. And you know what? This wasn't even a theme, but it just went there, man. I guess the spirit was talking to us. Once Queen set it off, it was on. Because it really wasn't the theme, man. But it did what it was supposed to do. You know what I mean? So the energy took over, man. So salute again, my brother. Rest in power.
Yes, sir.
I'll make sure I got this song.
Shout out to your boy DJ Maniac, man. I like that cut he did for me, man. Time keep on slipping, man.
Yeah, shout out to Maniac. He checked in earlier.
He bringing that soul.
Soul of the streets, baby. And that, but we mixing with the funk now, so it's the soul funk, soul funk. I don't know what you call it. It's gumbo, baby. But this motherfucker hard. That's all I'm going to say. This shit hard. I'm going to tell you that much. This shit hard. You know, I'm very proud of this project here. Yeah, I'm going to say that. So Friday is going up. It ain't going down. It's going up.
Man, this is my best work for you, G. You getting the best out of Digital Wiz. It's going to get better as we keep collabing. But this one right here today, my best work.
Wow.
I mean, I stayed up late working on these songs for you, man. So it's going to come. It's going to show on the record.
Right.
Talk box out.
Right, it's a beautiful
shout
thing,
to
man.
Shout out to DJ Galvatron,
yes, sir.
Man. Shout him out too. Shout out to DJ Galvatron.
Shout out your handle. Handles where people can follow you at, man. If they want to get at you about some of those beats, bro. Get the people your handle.
Oh man, Digital One West at IG. Get at me and I'll let you know the rates. I'll let them know the rates.
That's right.
Yep.
Get it out there.
Yeah, let them know the rates. Yeah, you get at me at Digital One West. Yeah, that's right. On Instagram. Yeah, Instagram. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There it is, y'all. D West in the building. Follow the homie. Like I said, shout out again. Thank you, man, for your contribution. And, man, it's a beautiful thing, my brother.
You deserve
it,
bro.
Thank you, homie. And I got your request coming up. Give me 1 minute.
Yeah, thank you, Queen, as well.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Same here. Much love, Queen. Much love.
Thank you.
Yeah. West Side Wednesdays.
Yes, sir.
The G. Lou Show, Queen Jean, G. Lou, D. West tapping in. Let me do this right here for Miss Asia. She's in the VA. Let's go.
It's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit. Remember that? Keep your head up. Yeah.
closed caption. Addicted to paper tracks, pictures of action, play back in the midst of mashing. No fairy tales for this young black male. Some see me stranded in this land of hell, jail and crack sales. Hustle and hardly think of culture or the repercussions while busting on backstabbing vultures. Selling my soul for material wishes, fast cars and bitches. Wishing I lived my life a legend, immortalized than bitches. Watch that kid say your sympathy. My childhood years were spent burying my peers in the cemetery. Here's a message to the newborns waiting to breathe. If you believe in you can achieve, just look at me against all odds. Though life is hard, we carry on. Living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your essence. Born with less, but you still precious. This man for me now.
Thought slowly upon phrases I rush, and I can walk you through the days of the dust. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game, overlooking his tomorrows and it finally came? Look back on childhood for a reason, I'm still feeling the same. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, surviving strain. And a man without a focus life could drive me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and changed. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, told to cook raw and taking it big. And after all, my mama's thanking God for blessing a child. All my mama got to do now is collecting and smile. Smile. Straight shot, bullets be hot, stay burning, inhale stern smoke, visualize the flames, well I've been smothered by my own pain, strange witness, cowards conversate, so quick to distance, taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it, hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins, since I ended many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends, we military minds and soldiers, busting shot blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me, somebody save me, lost the crazy. Drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursed my baby. Maybe now, niggas feel me now. Pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. And still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, the hope it leads to eternal life. We save a prayer for the homie Pop.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is Johnny D, producer from In Too Deep. You're tuned into the G Lou Show on Westside Wednesdays. Wow. You.
Happening, this G-Stack, one half of the rap group The Delinquents, and you're tuned in to the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays. Holla.
America's scary, whitey never caught a case for killing blacks, so we road and caught up in the street. Please have some more coffee, death and donuts on your beat. Now some will say cop killer music might incite, but killer cops whoop on niggas each and every night. So tell me who's to blame for the hate that hate produced. I'm better off dead than with you. Fuck America.
Yeah, fuck America. Them motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you.
I'ma bring it to you.
They'd rather see you dead. And the sooner you understand that, then the better off you gon' be.
So I'ma bring it to you.
America is a racist country. It was built on racism. That's
I'ma bring
fact.
It to you.
So when you see the police in your community, who you think they protecting?
So I'ma bring it
who
to
they
you.
Serving? Not us. We don't own shit, so what's really going on? Take one of them punk motherfuckers and beat the dog shit out of him. Gives a fuck. Nat Turner, 1994. And I'm mad.
Hard motherfucking body. Shout out to Paris, CMG, Conscious Daughters, our family right there. Shout out to G-West. For that request right there, that's hard. Shout out to Paris, the whole Oakland, San Jose, San Francisco. Shout out to Big Tweed up there in the Biggity Biggity Bay. All my loved ones, West Side of Wednesday, bring it on, Red.
Welcome to America.
Good evening. This is the Truth Hour, and don't you touch that dial. You stay tuned in to the Truth Hour.
Niggas, here I come, black nigga, the gorilla. Fuck the shit, who is it? It's the bitch made nigga killer. I control the street, shit is all underground. Niggas gotta step the fuck back when I come around. Nigga, fuck the police. The white one, the black one, the Mexican, the Japanese can all suck these. Cause now when the fuck can you search this government that be plotting to kill niggas? They with the steel niggas. Here we are today, 30, 40 million strong. Handkerchief headed niggas saying ain't shit wrong. Niggas don't give a fuck about your three strikes. That's why I give you hell when I'm busting on the mic. I got niggas in the cut off the 91. Niggas in the street selling heaters, I'ma find me one. And hook them devils off from the shack. Fools going crazy cause that nigga ran his back.
What's up, dog? It's on once again. Let them fools know who we coming through. We straight giving you the voodoo. Keep it real if you like it or you don't. Working hard like a mug, straight having what the fuck we want. I'm over the house in the suburbs, next to the homie Ray that made a killing off the birds. White folks straight mad as fuck because I'm rolling in the Benz in the $30,000 truck. Yo, I take mine, yo, and I shake mine on the real. The government labels me a flatline. And Uncle Sam gives a fuck about me. That's why I'm sitting in this place on the rear nail. Yo, he more wicked than the horror flick. Make your most high power man into a $5 bitch. Yo, they say America the land of the free, but the first thing I seen was slavery. Boom.
So is it slavery? 439 years of slavery. And we're still like freaks, but we're supposed to act like we're living in harmony.
Down to our block just to get a bit of that Peruvian rock. Ain't no gun factories
in Gardena. Ain't no poppy fields popping out in Mona. I buy my steel from a white man. My work's from my essay. Am I terribly looking good hitting corners? Huh.
Who was your friend of me? 139 years of slavery. And we still ain't free. But we both act like we living in harmony.
Drop this stuff tonight because I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck. Gotta be a roughneck. The only way I know to go.
Yeah, yeah. Like that right there. Shout out again to my bro CeeLo, man, on the assist tonight and ones and twos. Shout out to everyone who called in. Thank you for the love and support. Happy Black History Month, y'all. It's the first day of Black History Month, man. So let your voice be heard. You know what I mean? The only way we're going to make change, it starts with you, not me. It starts with you, just like it starts with me. Got to think first. Queen Jean.
Yo, yo.
You know we got a few minutes left, so you got to give them some good words.
Okay, well, it is Black History Month, so I want to leave this here. Peace to our ancestors and our elders. We walk in your legacy, strength, and power today and every day. So make a connection. Always know when your ancestors are near because they walk with us every day. They are walking with us. They're walking in front of us. We are actually behind them, but you have to have that connection to know that. So peace to our ancestors and our elders, and everybody take this month. Yes, a short month. There's only 28 days because someone said that today. They give us the shortest month. Let's just embrace what we have and make it bigger than what it is. I just want to say that. So peace and love to everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thursday, Friday. Check out me and Cousin Marcy on the Blog Talk Radio show. It's Friday, and also our Oldies Rule Forever on the YouTube After Hours Live, and then our fabulous OG Lowrider Oldies show on Sundays with G. Lou, myself, Cousin Marcy, and Big Hank. So we be having a great vibe on Sundays as well. So on Sundays, it just goes up with the oldies. So peace and love to everybody. G. Lou, great show. CeeLo, thank you for that amazing playlist. Digital West, DJ Maniac, and Asia, thank you all for checking in with us and vibing out with us. And everyone else who vibed out. Ashe.
That part. Ashe. CeeLo said thank you, too. And he wants to leave people with simple words. The mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? With that being said, I'm going to tell you what I say always. I can dig it too. It's Doug. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K. Put that in your brain and make it stay. G. Lou, Queen Jean, West Side Wednesdays, baby.
West Coast in effect. That's right. We get ready. Bye.
everybody that's involved with the game. Around the whole world. Confined to these worldly ways, it's unchanging. The money makes murder, the kids are gangbanging. The stock market crash, they watching my black ass. Shoot pop him for fast cash, so he dives over dollars. Get wise, holding knowledge, he rise, knows the tallest. The key to the future, the devil, he wanna shoot you. Fuck him, they call us niggas, I'm trying to make a living, do some touching. You know I'm pretty good with the bus and trusting nothing. You can die if your money in discussion. We'll beat you with carjacks and leave you with a concussion. We the gang, we mash and blast and maintain. Stay the same, just fucking with a brand new thing. Bang, bang, take that. Niggas before we third out, ain't gotta say shit already. Put the word out, you heard how the thing goes down around us. We players, so haters can't clown around us. On point, big fat blunts and joints. I get drunk, this whole world ain't giving a fuck about you living, let alone you living it up. Niggas is stuck, I'm trying to keep my head above water. Not stress about dying for a quarter and a shorter. My time get the harder, my rhyme get. A nigga get better with time, I'm wondering how I'm gonna die. Can't help it in the heat of the heartless hood, it's all good.
Use a nigga when you're bold, a nigga when you're dying. Nigga quit lying, use a nigga for life. Use a nigga when you ride, a nigga when you slide. Nigga quit trying, use a nigga for life. You can paint your face and change your nose and buy new clothes, but you know what? You can't change who the fuck you are. Use a motherfucking nigga for life.
Sold up in the LBC, bitches breaking bread when they see the little ass cheek. I keep my finger on the trigger cause I'm down for this banging shit. Quick to do it for the cause, bitch I smash for my dogs. So don't get close to my nine, cause if you do, you for sure to see your nigga do the crime. Sirens going off, niggas bowing down. Now you know about the rip gut fools ready to clam. Nigga fuck you bitches and you hoes and you sluts. You tricks don't know what the fuck's up on the east side. We ride nigga 20 from 9, trying to keep my hands on something nigga at all times. Ready for war now that my pockets got bigger. You other fools die when I ride for my niggas. Cuss bustin', bustin', kick up dust. What you laughing at, nigga? Don't get your bitch ass rushed.
Use a nigga when you're born, a nigga when you're dying. Nigga quit lying, use a nigga for life. Use a nigga when you ride, a nigga when you slide. Nigga quit trying, use a nigga for life. You can paint your face and change your nose and buy new clothes, but you know what? You can't change who the fuck you are. Use a motherfucking nigga for life.
As a child, I was wild as fuck and down the dump and kept assault off brown and plump. Earned my reputation, never taking time to think. Role models, holding bottles as we ride and drink. Living rotten and plotting how to come up off the bottom. Black sockers in our pockets and out pocket profit. Fuck a school, I tap the tool and start stepping. First lesson ain't no question, you gotta have protection. Sheets on the street showing niggas defeat. And the most beats don't cease till the trigger's released. Living hard, giving scores, getting off from hustling. Slangin', gang banging, running game and muscling. Trusting nothing, saying fuck it is the slogan. Everywhere we go, we off the chronic in the potion. From the ocean to the city, to the valley, to the bay. Niggas on the mission for the cabbage, yeah, day. Cut those guns, smoke dope and hoes. What controls niggas' souls on the streets I roll? Bold letters say the gang's where our bangers at. Saints, Cowboys, Steelers, and Raider hat. Though I know we all the same, no matter what we claim. If you a nigga, you a nigga, and that ain't gon' change. We love Martin Luther King, but respected Malcolm. Cause he didn't give a fuck about the outcome.
Use a nigga when you're bold, a nigga when you're dying. Nigga quit lying, use a nigga for life. Use a nigga when you ride, a nigga when you slide. Nigga quit trying, use a nigga for life. You can paint your face and change your nose and buy new clothes, but you know what? You can't change who the fuck you are. Use a motherfucking nigga for life. Use a nigga when you're bold, a nigga when you're dying. Nigga quit lying, use a nigga for life. Use a nigga when you ride, a nigga when you slide. Nigga quit trying, use a nigga for life. You can paint your face and change your nose and buy new clothes, but you know what? You can't change who the fuck you are. Use a motherfucking nigga for life.